Well, I'm here with Peter Kerr, and Peter lives in Ontario, and he's going to give a little testimony here of how he has became a believer, a little bit of history about himself. So, Peter, why don't you just start and tell us where you're originally from, and maybe how you grew up and came to know the Lord.
Sure. I was born and raised in the country of South Africa. Born in a non-Christian family, really had no exposure to the gospel in my early life at all. My mother died when I was 8 years old, plunged my family into chaos and disarray. My dad attempted suicide as a result of that. We as a family really were dysfunctional, and we were hopeless. Like as a young teenager, I was drinking very heavily. When I was 15 going on 16, I decided that I was going to end my life because it didn't seem to be any point at all in existence. And I went down to a beach and I was going to swim out into the ocean and just slip beneath the waves, and that would be the end of me. But the Lord had other ideas, and on that day that He was working to reach me. There was a lady with her little grandson near that beach who... He asked her if they could go to the beach. And it was a windy day and a nasty day, and she said, well, not today, maybe tomorrow. But he was very insistent. And she suddenly thought, maybe this is from the Lord. So she went into her bedroom and she prayed, and she said, Lord, if this is from you, give me somebody today to witness to. And so they went down to the beach, and they saw me from a distance, and she saw me go into the ocean and start to swim out. And she knew something was wrong. Why would somebody be out on a rough, stormy day like that? And she prayed for me, even though she didn't know who I was or what was happening. And as I began to swim out through the waves, and I was terribly depressed, I'd been drunk the night before, I just wanted to end my life. But as I swam out, very distinctly, somebody called my name. And it was as clear as a bell, Peter. And it was compelling. It was so direct. And I turned around and I swam back to the beach. And I stepped out of the waves and I looked up and down the beach. I couldn't see anybody. I thought, who called my name? Like, what's going on here? But it was so strong, it was so powerful that I didn't go back into the water. I started walking along the beach. And as I did, I eventually came to where this lady and her grandson were. And she called out to me and engaged me in conversation. I didn't want to talk. But the Lord guided her in what she said and how she said it. And presented the gospel to me, and the Holy Spirit gave her wisdom. She said things that it sounded to me as if she knew everything about me. And as she applied the truth of who the Lord Jesus is and the fact that He came to rescue lost, hopeless sinners, It just resonated with me. I knew that the Lord had died for me. And she shared Christ with me. I knelt in the sand on the beach that day and committed my life to the Lord and received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Wow.
And just... incredible peace came upon me. The Lord changed and transformed everything in that moment. And I was a different person. I didn't want to end my life anymore. I wanted to live for the Lord. I had no Bible background. I had never really heard the gospel before. It was all brand new to me. And she shared some scriptures with me and encouraged me to get a Bible and to start reading my Bible and to start attending a Bible-believing church. And she just gave me the basic foundations of what I needed to start living the Christian life. And the Lord was so good, you know, even though my home life was not Christian at all, the Lord put me in contact with the right people in the right places who discipled me and nurtured me and encouraged me in my faith, taught me the scriptures. And it was exciting just to now belong to the Lord. And just a couple of months after I got saved, I ended up being a counselor at a youth camp and had the privilege of leading a child to Christ at that camp. And it was just the most thrilling experience that I'd ever had, to know that this was for eternity. This was not something, an achievement that would be gone, that would dissipate in the wind. Like this was for eternity.
Right.
And, you know, the Lord began to lay on my heart a call to serve Him full time. And eventually, I was able to go to Bible college in South Africa and be trained for full-time ministry. And then the Lord took me from South Africa to the United States and back to South Africa and eventually to Canada. and I've had the privilege of serving the Lord here in a number of different areas and capacities. And the further along I go, the more I realize I'm weak, I'm nothing, and the Lord is everything.
Mm.
And it's all about Him, and it's all to His glory and to His honor. And it's the highest privilege to share the Word of God with people and to point them to Christ and to see them get saved and to see their lives go from meaninglessness to meaning and hope in Christ.
Wow. That's amazing, Peter. Wonderful story. And to think that this one lady who walked with the Lord in obedience was ready to go to that beach that day and to share with you.
Yeah.
It's an encouragement that for the people. We have a good story to tell to people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned drunkenness and all of that. I'm assuming that not long after you accepted Christ, that all kind of fell away from your life, did it?
Yeah, the Lord in His kindness, gave me counsel and gave me support and encouragement from believers who taught me the Scriptures.
Right.
And as I was learning the Word of God and seeing the principles and the standards that the Lord asks and requires of His children, the Lord began to take those things away and remove those things. And it was certainly a struggle.
Sure.
But God delivered me and set me free. And just amazing to look back and to think of where I would be now if the Lord had not broken into my life.
Right.
And, just... The deliverance of the Lord, the kindness of the Lord, the mercy of God, the love of God, the grace of God is absolutely overwhelming and astounding to me. And His patience with me through all my mistakes and failings and fallings and stumblings. And, it really is true that the Lord never leaves us and never forsakes us.
That's awesome.
And He never gives up on us. And there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Well, Peter, you're married.
Yes.
And you have some kids?
Yes.
How many?
My wife Dorothy and I married in 1987 in South Africa.
Yeah.
She was the youngest child of missionary parents in South Africa.
Okay.
We ended up in Canada in the spring of 1988. And our first child was born in 1989.
Yeah.
And since then, the Lord gave us 8 children.
Wonderful.
And the last boy was... taken home to be with the Lord in childbirth.
Right.
He's with the Lord. We have 7 surviving children, 3 boys and 4 girls. And they've been an absolute joy and delight to our heart. And what a privilege to raise children for the Lord.
Yeah.
And we know we've made many mistakes along the way, but God in His grace has given us so much help and filled in the gaps and the blanks. But our children are a real delight to us. We love them. Appreciate them so much.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. Your stomping grounds primarily are in Northern Ontario.
Yes.
And but I'm interviewing you here at Cape Breton Bible Camp as you're here for a family camp weekend sharing the Word of God. So it's a great privilege to have you share your testimony, and I know this will be a blessing to many as they hear how God can deliver someone. No one is beyond the wonderful deliverance of God.
Amen.
No matter how deep the pit is, God is deeper still.
Amen.
And it's just wonderful to hear how God rescued you literally at the very end of, of where you were at the end of your life.
Mm.
And so God's given you a new one. This is great.
Praise
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.